But the real Muslim, we can't really recognize in which time is real Muslim or not. In the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, if I have a companion like Salman, like Maddan, as a, my fingers, the number of my fingers, 10, I can change the, all of the kingdom of the Islamic country. I can bring a real Islam again. What's the meaning? Imam Ali alayhi salam, he doesn't have a true believer, even how many? 10 real believers. All of them were the companion of the Prophet. We have in Tafsir al-Dhahabi, is one of the great Tafsir of Sunni people, most of them, they accept that. He said, in an explanation of a verse of Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Dinukum, and behind that verse, he said, in that time, the first Khalifa, or the and second one, they went to Dinukum. And they come to the Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, Bakhir, Bakhir, Laka Ya Ali. It's congratulations. You are a leader, you are the leader of all of the nation of the Prophet. He said the reason they changed was because they want the power. A Sunni Mufassir said. They accept Imam Ali alayhi salam in a Qadirahum as an Imam, as a Wali, as a Waliullah. But later they changed. Why? Because of loving the position, because of the love of power, they change and they don't let the Ali alayhi salam to be a wali and successor after Prophet. And another thing is, لَا تَغْنَتُ مَا رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Don't be hopeless from the kindness and mercy of Allah. In no time you can't believe we're going down. We always have a belief, inshallah. We have, inshallah, real followers and real Muslims and faithful people to inshallah they will be the soldier of Ramadan. The another point is, if for example in this time, for example, 100 years ago we have a real faithful, we don't know, maybe we have a real soldier for Imam Zaman. But Imam Zaman, he doesn't appear. What happened for that person? He do everything, he was a real fighter for Imam Zaman, and he passed away. We have in Hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in Majmu' al-Bayan, Imam Sadiq said that kind of soldier, they were in the past of the time, and they were really, just, they really deserve to be a soldier for Imam Zaman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them another life to come and be a soldier for Imam Zaman. And this Hadith is really different. Imam Zaman won the head of soldier 313. We have a lot of hadiths. Prophet Imam Zaman has 313, the head of the army. And after that, you have 5,000. Another group, they have to be ready for Imam Zaman, 10,000. When we say 313, they are in the top position in the army of Imam Zaman, in the follower of Imam Zaman. It will be 5,000 and there will be 10,000. It's not, inshallah, it will be a chance to be one of them in the future. Allah.
Please explain what you just said about the Bilal Fiqhi, following the Bilal Fiqhi from a perspective like it should be our Maharaja, or is that just agreeing with what he does politically? Is it a political issue or figure?
Yes. No. You may have a different Maharaja, that's no problem. But there are functions that a Wali Faqih has which the Maharaja don't have. And that concerns the socio-political, even judiciary, but that's only in Iran, the socio-political dimensions of Islam. And that's for the preservation of Islam, for the growth of Islam, the image of Islam. In these cases, if the Wali Faqih, in this case, says something, then the obedience has to be to the Wali Faqih. For example, Imam Khomeini's hook ruling on the Salman Rushdie's book, if you recall, there, if a marja comes and says, no, I say this is not the case, no, that's outside his jurisdiction. the Wali Faqih has said this. It's in for the progress of Islam, the image of Islam. Another example is the gashing of the head during the martam, which leads to bleeding and everything. Here, if the Wali Faqih, for example, says that for the image of Islam it's haram, this is because the essence of Islam is at stake here, the image of Islam. Here again, we have to refer to that. Things which are socio-political and where the image of Islam is at stake, here it's not a marriage issue. Yes.
Is there any more questions? Yeah, we have one more.
Just a quick question about the ayah, mawaddat al-qurba. But what's the difference between mawaddat and muhabbat? It's kind of been a question in my mind. Why did it say mawaddat
The difference between mawaddat and muhabbat. In Quran, we don't have a word used muhabbat. The most of the time, Allah in Quran, in the verses of Quran, use mawaddat. It's like a difference between knowledge and faith. In knowledge and faith, sometimes you know, you have a knowledge about something, but you don't have a faith. I said this example, maybe I said before, I think it's a really simple question, and that will be make it obvious to what I'm trying to say. For example, a doctor, he has the knowledge the cigarette is really harmful for his body, but he still continues smoking. He has the knowledge, but he doesn't have faith to what he knows. The difference between mahabbat and mawaddat is sometimes you love someone, you like someone, but this love is not that much to stop you to hurting him or hurting her, for example. Or that is not that much to, for example, one time in the middle of night, someone you really like him. Tell you in the middle of night, bring me one glass of water and outside is freezing. It's dependent on you have a mawaddat or you have a mahabbat. If you have it, that's different. The mahabbat is a lower level of love or like, and the mawaddat is a higher level. The higher level of mahabbat is mawaddat, that force you and that converts you from loving to action, to following that person, to copying that person. For example, when we say, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, mean loving them, that kind of love that force you and that converts that love to the following them and make it to the action. If they really follow this rule, Ashura never happened. Why Ashura happened? Because some people like Imam Hussein. Umar Asad was the friend of a childhood of Imam Hussein. He was playing with Imam Hussein. He's not really strange with Imam Hussein. He liked Imam Hussein, but his love or his likeness wasn't that much to stop him from killing him. He said because of the government, of being a governor of Ray, it doesn't matter, even I kill you. That's the difference. Maybe sometimes you mahabbat someone, but the mawaddat is a higher level, that's for you to action.
Please remember, we're also going to have some Q&A after dinner as well, so I know a lot of you have questions, and if it's something not related to the subject matter, please keep it after the dinner, because after the dinner, once again, we will have a Q&A. So if you have any further questions that go beyond the current subject matter, please leave it for after the dinner. So right now, let's just focus the questions specifically on the line, please. So, one right here. Brother Manal, please. Oh, sorry.
It's about the Wilayat al-Faqih. The question is Wilayat al-Faqih something from principles of Islam like Usuluddin, or is it like Furuuddin and we have to follow the belief of our marja about it?
Maybe you came a bit late, but I did discuss this. When I was
approaching the issue.